This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chips have been in the news this week. Computer chips, of course. The headlines led by NVIDIA and its dominance, which is largely based on chips made overseas. We are going to go domestic today. The challenge is in shoring up that domestic supply chain of semiconductors, specifically the staffing challenges. The Semiconductor Industry Association, Big Chips, one might say, says that by 2030, the industry is going to be short 67,000 engineers, technicians, and computer scientists. So Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall spent some time today on the HR of high tech.
To staff the growing semiconductor industry, Sujay Shivakumar with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. needs both high and mid-skill workers.
And these are areas where, you know, the United States has underinvested in its workforce.
One of the problems is visibility, says Sherry Liss with the Semi Foundation.
Because when you talk to kids, they've grown up seeing like the pictures of the teachers and the firemen and the policemen.
To get the word out early on semiconductor jobs, her group hands out engineering kits to elementary school students. One has a pen that draws with conductive ink.
When we've developed about 45 pieces of curriculum that accompany those kits.
Community colleges also present enormous opportunities, says Arizona State University professor Trevor Thornton, who's watching new semiconductor fabrication plants go up in Phoenix.
On the horizon on the west side, all you see are cranes building these new fabs. It's amazing. So pretty soon we're going to have to start populating with the technicians and engineers they need.
Thornton has partnered with Maricopa Community College, so students looking to be technicians attend lectures there.
But then they come to ASU to do their sort of advanced lab component in our clean room.
Partnerships are also preparing engineering students for semiconductor careers, says Peter Bermel. He directs Purdue University's SCALE program, which connects universities, companies, and government partners around the country.
We've been running what we call like an internship matching program within SCALE, where we try to get students match with internships that are of greatest interest to them personally.
It's a start to addressing one of the industry's biggest challenges, one prospective employee at a time. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.